Yes. That's the way in Yiddikot. Again, Yiddikot Torah time is Domi Mochinami, Hogumayaskin, and the Katoyan time is Pesach Pesuach. That's what the Brisa means. When you marry a Begeris, there's no time in Pesach Pesuach. Right. Then it said, Sum Chesayne, Sum Chesed, Mishumar Bemeya, that Suma Ain Lo Tainis Pesulim. If you marry a blind girl, and then at the night of the Chuppah you find out that she doesn't have Pesulim, there's no Tainis Pesulim. She's not called the Mekach Tois. She's still your wife. You start to give her the Ksuba. For the Gemara, my time of the Sumchis. What's the reason of Sumchis? Why is a Suma blind girl different? Amar Rabzer says like this. Mefnei Shenechbetes Agabe Karka. Because the fact she does not have Psulim, it's not a proof that another man lived with her before this, but rather we would say she fell on the floor. She fell on the floor, and stop, she hurt herself there, and the Psulim fell out. So that's why she does not have Psulim. Not because she lived with another man, but stop, they fell out because she hurt herself. For the Gemara, so, Kula Nami Chavuti Mechvate. All young girls like fall and hurt themselves. So why only a blind girl do you say this? What about a healthy girl that could see? She say the same thing by a girl that could see also. And the Gemara, no. Kula royes. All girls, when they fall and hurt themselves there, they look and see what happened. Omaras limam. And they show it to their mother. And Mela, like especially there, if they hurt themselves, they start bleeding there, they show their mother. So the mother knows what happens. We know that they're called abula. That it's called upon them, they're like a mukasites. They're not absula. So Mela, when you get married to such a girl, the mother should have told you beforehand that she's not a psula. So a normal girl, if the mother didn't tell you this beforehand, you have a right to say for sure she's a psula. Therefore, when you live with her the first time you came out she's a bula, you could have complaints. Mashenken Zu, this girl that's assumed as blind, ain't a roya. When she falls and hurts herself, she doesn't see the blood there. So Mela, he ain't a marilima. She doesn't show it to her mother. She doesn't complain to her mother. Therefore, her mother does not know anything that happens to her. So her mother, as far as the mother's concerned, she's a regular psula. So when you marry a suma, a blind girl, the husband has to know in advance that it's very possible she's a mukatsaitz, she doesn't have psulim. And therefore, you should have spoken it out before. And if you didn't speak it out before, it's not the pshat that she's making the toys, that she fooled you, but you fooled yourself, you should have realized it. Therefore, there's no tainis psulim by a suma. But then it says, the ayot says, mishum shemra, ainlo leknas lepitoi. A lady that has to go out, you give her a gift, because there's a shemra. Plus, the shemra means the husband complains and has edim that she lived with another man. We asked the Kedushin, after he married her, she lived with somebody else. Says, other din is ainlo leknas lepitoi. She doesn't get knas. For the Gemara, hayot is mishum shemra. If mamish, there was a shemra that she lived with another man, that's why she has to go out. But the Gemara Baskili, she'd get skila. Not she was married and she lived with another man. So therefore, she for sure should not get kenas. So Tosha speaks out, it doesn't mean to say because of Komlev the Rabbinate. Like the Chura, she gets kenas, skila, because she lived with a man. So what's it got to do with kenas though? So according to Pshat is like this, we're saying now that if she lived with another man, she's a bula. So if she's a bula, she lived with somebody first, so now somebody's minus, so there's no kenas. Kenas is only if you're minus a nara. It has to be a nara b'sula, a girl that didn't live with a man. Here, l'chura, she's going out now because she lived with another man besides her own husband. That she's chayaskila, so she lived with a man already. So pshita, there's no knas. What do you have to tell me now if there's no knas? Samar av sheshes hochikoma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Mi sheyotza lea shem rabbi yaldusa. Not that she was married and she has to get now, she's going out because there are edim that she lived with another man. There are no edim around. We don't know if she ever lived with a man or not. Just there was a shemra. There was a rumor going around town. Mishiyotso la shemra. There was a rumor going around town biyadusa. When this girl was a young girl, there was a rumor going around that she lived with a man. So such a girl, the din is, ain't lo leknas lepitli. If later on, when she becomes a nara, if somebody's manasor, somebody's mafato, talks her into it, you don't have to pay a knas. Master, because of the rumor that says that she was a bula, we believe the rumor, and therefore we don't have to pay a knas. That's what the brights were saying. So the Chur Amar Papa says, if so, Shema mean if there should be a proof. That high shtora, if you have a shtar, a regular shtar halvo, a shtar that says that Ruvein owes Shimon $100. Reya, if there's something wrong with it, there's like we're assuming to see, it means a rumor goes out that says that this shtar was forged, just the rumor went out about it, Le Nagvinim Bei, you should not collect from it.
Just like it's saying here, if somebody was manas this girl, this Nara, so really you have to pay a kenas. But we say, since there was a rumor going on when she was young, that she lived with a man, because of the rumor, we believe the rumor to say she doesn't get the money. Here also, if there's a rumor going around that this star was forged, even though the star says that Reuben owes $1,000, he doesn't have to pay it. Because of a rumor, we say the star is no good. So Gemara says, hey, Chidami, what are we talking about? If you want to tell me stama rumor went around that this star was forged, the kavosli here also that there was a rumor going around town that when this girl was young she had nus with somebody, she lived with a man, and that's why telling me now when she comes in Nara, if somebody's manasa, you don't have to pay a kenas. I go, my rabbi said, Yotzal or Shem is Anabir. If there's only a rumor, there's no real proof for it, there's no Edim. Just a rumor, some vibes talk. They talk that this girl was had Znus. Is Allah Chayn Cheshish in law. You don't have to be afraid of it. Rav says what rumors go around don't mean anything. If you don't have Edim to prove it, just on the fact of a rumor means Ain Chesh in law. We don't have to be afraid of it. That she's still called a regular Bsula, even a Kain can marry her, and Avadish Lav Kanas. So that can't be the case of it that we said of a shame ram, it's just on a rumor, went out, that she doesn't get kenas. Just because of a rumor, we would not say that she's a psula. She's a bula. So Mora says, Elo, the case is like this. The also betray, two Adam came and said like this, the story was like this. The Amri, they said, Lidiz whom, Tivasinu b'Yisura, that this girl came over to us and wanted to have znus with us. She like told them, let's live together. So that's what they said. The surah and the Adam said we didn't do it, but I call upon him. They see that this girl is a girl that wants to have znus. So in such a case, we have to be afraid. Just like she asked these two men, most probably she went to ask other men, and eventually she found somebody to live with. So therefore, we have to be afraid that she's a bula, and therefore we don't have to pay the kenas. So you want to tell me now the kavos of the same case as hocham, the same case as by ishtar also. The what? The also betray two Adam came. The Amri and Sela did two Omalu Zaifali. That two of them said that this Malva, this Reuven, came to us and said, write me up, forge me up a star to say that Shimon owes me $1,000. So two of them said that we know Reuven came to me and asked us to write him up a full star. That was the case. So in such a case, he's telling us the star is no good. Well, since we see this Reuven asked two of them to sign false, even though they do not do it, we have to be afraid, most probably Reuven found another two Adim that agreed to sign false, and two Adim signed this false star. That's why you can't use the star. That's the case. For the Gemara, no. Bishleim Mahosam, Bishleim in the case of the girl, it's good. Why we're afraid that most probably she found somebody to live with. Why? Hosam Shchichi Prutzin. There are a lot of men that want to have znus also. So if she's looking around for it, most probably she'll find somebody. Therefore, since the two Adam said that she even came to them, we're afraid that she did live with a man. Elohokha, but over here, Emuhuksak, we know true, this Malva, this Reuven, he wants to get somebody to write him up a false star. He wants to get a star upon Shimon, that Shimon should have to pay him $1,000. We know that's what Reuven wants to do. But Kol Yisrael Mehuksaku, like would anybody else go and sign it? Like why should we be afraid Adam signed false? True, Reuven wants such a star to be written, but where in the world is he going to find Adam to do it? Usually, Adam don't sign a star false. Like in the Raisa of the Chazaka, Adam achsumim al a star nasa kibishenech v'dusim abezdin. In the Raisa, we say upon a star, it's a very chashuv thing, it's a big thing, and people don't sign false on a star. So, true, this guy wants to find, but who says he'll ever find? And the Gemara no hochinam here also. Kivon the Kamahadar as Yufa, since he's looking after people to forge a star for him, Ema the Yufa is Zaifa the Kosov. We'll have to be afraid that even if he doesn't find it, Rashi says, Hu Atzmoy Lomid Lachavin, he himself will go and do it. Even if he can't find somebody else, he's so desperate to do it, he'll go and learn how to do it himself. So therefore, it's like a true, we are afraid that maybe he'll come and be Messiah to his own star. That's the case over here. Not from the fact that rumors went around, but that two Adim spread the rumors, and they had a good reason to spread it. Because the two Adim said that we know the way this girl came to us, and the two Adim said we know the way this Malva came to us to have a full star written. So in these two cases, we're not afraid the star is false. was like afraid that she is a bula, therefore she doesn't get knas.
Yeah. Now the next Mishnah says like this. V'yelu shein lan knas. These are girls that if you manas them, you don't have to pay them knas.
Is habu'al ala gyeris. If you manas a gyeris, a girl that became, she was a guy, and she became a Jew, but after she was 3 years old, who adim v'yala shruya? If you have a Jewish girl that was captured by the goyim, after she was 3 years old, and then they freed her, v'yala shivcha, or else you have a shivcha, that after she's 3 years old, she niftu, that we freed, that we paid the ransom, v'shenazgaru, his goyim became a Jew, v'shenashtachru, his shivcha became freed, yeseroist al b'noi sholashon v'yemechod, after they were ready 3 years old, the lachmas, they don't get knas. Because these girls were afraid, they did live with men. A goya or shiksa were afraid has nus. So if she was 4 years old when she was a goya, were afraid a man lived with her when she was 4 years old. Therefore she's called a bula. So even though now she's a mizgayer, but we're afraid that she's a bula, she doesn't get knas. If she was caught by the goyim also, we say the goyim lived with her. So she's older than 3 years old, she has a din bula now, she doesn't get knas. Who are din a shivcha also? Shivcha has nus. Therefore, if she was older than 3 years old when she was a shivcha, we're afraid the goyim lived with her, she lived with a man, and therefore she doesn't have knas. We have Yehuda Weimer, Shavuya Sheniftis, Harei B'Kdushosai. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, even though a Jewish girl was captured by the goyim, and we freed her, still she's B'Kdushosai. That we say what? Nobody touched her, nobody lived with her. Afa Pisha Gedayla. Even though she's a gedola, she's a bigger girl, still Rav Yehuda says, we're not afraid the goyim live with her. And therefore she's muta, she gets knas. Now weiter, habu al bitoy. Let's say a man is minus his own daughter. Al bas bitoy, his granddaughter. Al bas benoy, his granddaughter from his son. We also al bas ishtoy. He marries a lady, but this lady already had a daughter from somebody else. And he lives with that daughter. Here is chayiv mitzvas bezdin. Or else al bas benoy, or else on his wife's granddaughter, or else Abbas Bita, or else also his granddaughter from his mother, from his wife, is Ein Len Knas. If you manas those girls, you don't have to pay Knas. Why? Mifnei Shem is Chayiv and Avshay. These girls, Yechayiv Mises Bezdin on. Shem Yisosam Bidei Bezdin. And the Klal is, V'cholam is Chayiv and Avshay, and Mishalim Amin. We say, Kom Leib the Rabbinei. Whenever you have a Chayiv Mises Bidei Odom, we say you don't have to pay money. If you did like one action or the two same time, two chiyuvim come like here. If you're honest, you live with your own daughter, the same maisa, you're mechayiv to pay knas, and you're chayiv to get mises bezdin for living with your own daughter, we say the klal is, come leib the rav minei, we give you the misa and your partner for the money. Why? Shenamar pasuk says, v'yim lo yiyah osan onish yonish. Says there, when you punch the pregnant lady and you kill her, and they kill the kid, it's like this. If you kill her, you don't have to pay the money for the vlad. But if you don't kill the mother, you only caused her to have a miscarriage, then onish yonish, you have to pay the money of the vlad. So we see, when do you pay money? When you did not kill her, when you're not chayiv misa. But when you kill her, that you chayiv misa, you're potter for paying money. So that's the pasuk of kom leib rav minei. That's the pshat this Mishnah. On the girl that are chayiv misa to your bezdin, then you're potter from knas. The Ma'am Rav Yechanan, Rav Yehuda, now Mishnah that says a shvuy, even though she was captured by the goyim, we're not afraid the goyim live with her. Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda Amru Dov Rechad, they both say the same thing. Rav Yehuda Hodi Amarna, Yehuda is what it says in our Mishnah, that even though this girl was captured by the goyim, when she's freed, we still say she's a psula, and if somebody's manasah, you have to pay a kanas. Rav Yehuda the Tanya, shvuya, a girl that was captured by the goyim, if she's a bas koyin, is a chelas betruma. Dibur Rabbi Daisa. If after we free her, she's still not eat truma. So Rashi says, a chelas betruma. V'loy mechaskinen lo becheskas bula. Leposel lo hamechalelis bibiyasa. We're not afraid that maybe she lives with a guy. If she lives with a guy, she becomes a chalala like. She's a psula. And she can't eat truma anymore. So Rabbi Daisa says, even though this Jewish bas kahanis was captured by the goyim, were not afraid they live with her, and therefore she's Ladi Truma. So who that's the same sheet to review than Rav Daisa. And Omer Rav Daisa, Rav Daisa says, V'chima osa lo arvi alaz. What are these goyim, these Arabs and these Arabs going to do with her? V'chima v'neisha miyach lo bein dodea, feel they touch your breasts. Et paslam in akuna, you want a pasla from kuna, In other words, we're not afraid that they'll live with her, actually have beer with her. And those they'll touch her. But to say they'll have beer with her to make a psulim and akuna, that we're not afraid. She has a chesk of kashrus, when them one they didn't have beer with her, and therefore she's still ksheiratit truma, and all the nebiyudis say she would get kenas. What? See, that's these two shittas, Reb Dosa and Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara maybe no. Omar Rabbi says, Dilma Lohi, maybe they're both not totally zeh b'zeh. Maybe Yad Kan Lohi Kam Reb Yehuda Hoche Elo Shlo Yechoy Ten Iska. Maybe Reb Yehuda only said over here, Shlo Yechoy Ten Iska, in our Mishnah. Reb Yehuda says, if a man is this type of a girl, he says he has to pay a knas. You know why? Because what's going to be, even if, let's say, a goyim live with her, let's say she really is a bula. So what are we doing? We're making this man pay money. That's not so gefelich. Because the other way is to say the man doesn't have to pay the money minasafik. And that we don't want to do. Shaloye choyten iska. We don't want this man that did an avera that was manasa to win on the gain on the deal. So therefore we have a doubt whether the girl is a bula or a psula, we'll go to chumri and say the man has to pay the kanas. Because since he's a chayt, he did something wrong to her, we want to make it hard, strict upon the man. We don't want the chayt to be niska to gain on the deal. Therefore, even though we have a doubt that maybe she's a bula, still we'll say you have to pay a knas. Avol hosta, maybe over there, if she could eat shum or not, there it's a shal, nisu diraisa, maybe krabon and srulei. Maybe Avad Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a girl that was captured by the goyim, if she's a bas goyim, she can't eat truma now. Because Avad, we have to be afraid maybe the goyim did live with her, and she's psula to eat truma. Inami, maybe the other way. That Ad Kam lo kama Rabbi Doisa, maybe even Rabbi Doisa only said his pshat hosom, ela b'truma the rabbonin. Maybe he only said it by truma, either of Paris, that's only the rabbonin. There will make her to say that most proudly the goyim did not live with her. Well, Knas the Iraisa. Here's the Shailam of the Iraisa when the man lives with her, that he has to pay Knas the Dim of the Iraisa. If she's a Bula, if the Goyim lived with her before, you don't have to pay a Knas. So if the Shailam of the Yavachim of the Iraisa or not, maybe Krabon is through late. Maybe Rabbis also agrees to say you're potter from paying. Only in the Din the Rabbonim will Machmir to say that she, not Machmir will make her. In the Rabbonim will make her to say that the Goyim didn't live with her. But maybe in Din of the Raisa we have to be Machmir to be afraid the Goyim did live with her. And therefore maybe the man doesn't have to pay Kenas. So male, that's not totally Zebzeh. Rabbi Daisi Shit and Rabbi Yudhi Shit is not totally Zebzeh. Omalaya Baya Baya said, the time of Rabbi Yehuda Hocham, Shloye Chayten Isker, is it true that the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't want a man that did something wrong to gain on the deal? For Tanya, we learned like this, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Shavuya Shenishbis, a girl, a Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim, Harei B'gushasa, you should know she's Becheskes, that she's still a Psula, they didn't live with her, Afilu Bas Ese Shonim, even if she's what, 10 years old, Ksubosu Masayim, still, the ksuv is $200. So you see what? According to Yehuda, we say for sure that she's a pure psula. That's why she gets a ksuv of $200. Because for us, ma'ashlo yechet and isker. If Yehuda swears only that the man that did a chet, we don't want to gain on the deal, what kind of gaining is it over here? The husband didn't do anything wrong. The husband marries her now. We want to know how much of a ksuv does he have to pay her? This girl was captured by the goyim. Do we have to be afraid that she lived with the goyim and therefore she's a bula? She only gets $100, or she a psula? If Yehuda says yes, she's still a psula. She gets $200. So what kind of chayter is it over here? Now the Gemara, Hosam Nami, Dilma Mimniv Lo Nasvila. We're afraid also people won't marry her. Therefore, since Dilma Mimniv Lo Nasvila, people won't marry her. Therefore, we have to tell her to say that she's a psula. Rashi, the minu l'maslo, ipoch suksuboso, if he make suksuba less, mishavis lo becheskas bula, or machiko lo afilu Yisrael, goy yidin won't want to marry her anymore. So that's why the bottom were also make clear to Nemo that she's still a psula, that people should go and marry her. For the more of a sober of Yehuda, Vintu Shasei Kaimis, the truth of the Yehuda says, the girl that was captured by the goyim, we said they didn't live with her, and she's still tore, for Tanya we learned, if somebody frees, pays the ransom, pays the money to get back a girl that was captured by the goyim, Yisena, he's allowed to marry her. Mayit bo, let's say you say this. So Rashi says, "Kosagu daitech the apoy de koi shemoyim mayit bo." So nivolo levitichovim lo yesienu im kainu. that if the perm that frees her is saying Edus, that I know she didn't live with any goyim there, then lo yisienu. If you're a kohen, you're not allowed to marry her. We'll soon see why. Because the halacha is, if a girl that lived with a goy, a kohen can't marry her now. A regular Yisrael, she's allowed to marry. Just a kohen, she can't marry. So Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ben kach lo ben kach lo yisienu. Yehuda says no matter who it is, whether you stand the poyde, whether you're saying Edus, you're not allowed to marry her. For the Gemara gufa kasha. Or Marta, first you're telling me now how poyde sa shvuya yisienu. First you say the one that freed her is allowed to marry her. So we never wonder why she did not live with the goyim. Well, Tanya, then you're telling me now, Meyed Bo, that if you say Edis, that you know she did not live with them, lo yisienu. He can't marry her. What kind of swear is that? Mishum de Meyed Bo lo yisienu? Because you're saying Edis, that she didn't live with a man, that's why you can't marry her. Tanya, think for care. If you know for sure she didn't live with the goyim, Savad, you let her marry her. And the Marhola Kasha, that's not a Kasha. Hochi Koma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Ha poides ha-shvuya. When you free the shvuya, umeyed bo, and you yourself know for sure that she did not live with the goyim, you could say, hey, this, yisienu. Then you're allowed to marry her. Meyed bo kedi, but if you stand, say, hey, this, stand like this, then we say, lo yisienu. You're not allowed to marry her then. Trashi di lav di kimle begavo l'shadi zuzi bichti shirli sienu padu. But if you went to spend the money because she wanted to marry her, so then we believe you when you're telling us that she didn't live with the goyim. Because if you have any doubt, why would you spend the money? Like you're spending the money now in order to marry her. So for sure you know what you're talking about, that she didn't live with any goyim, and therefore we believe you. But if you just start saying, hey, that you know she didn't live with any goyim, but you're not paying any money, so we're afraid that you don't know the truth. Therefore, we don't believe you. But our call point in Mikomokim Kasha Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Kasha Rabbi Yehuda. Here it says that if you didn't pay the money for the ransom, you just said Edith that she didn't live with a goy, she's also to you. So what do we see according to Rabbi Yehuda? We're afraid that if she was captured by the goyim did live with her. Our Rabbi Yehuda says we're not afraid the goyim lived with her. I'm a Rav Popper says like this. Aima said better like this. We have Yehuda Aima, Benkachu, Benkach Yisienu. Hey, the Gerson before was, he says, in both cases, you can't marry her. Better change the Gerson and say, no, Benkach, whether you're saying Edis and paying money, or whether you're just saying Edis, Yisienu, you're allowed to marry her. Because Rabbi Yehuda Shittos is very good. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though the girl was captured by the Goyim, we're not afraid the Goyim live with her. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Omer, Liyarlam Kiriktani, no, like we learned, that what Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't marry her. Why? Because she's Becheskas, that she did live with the Goyim. I, before of you, this says, we're not afraid to go and live with her. So Mar is like this, the other Kiriktoni. And Rabbi Yehuda, the Divrayim, the Rabbonin, Komalu. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing back according to the Rabbonin. It's saying like this. Lididi, according to me, myself, Rabbi Yehuda, Benkachu, Benkach Yisienu. Me, myself, I hold that when a girl is captured by the Goyim, I'm not afraid to live with her. So no matter what there is, whether there's Edim there, not Edim, whether you paid money, didn't pay money, you're allowed to marry her. Even though you're a Kohen, you have a right to say she didn't live with the Goyim. Elulid is cool, but according to you, Rabbonin, that you say usually a Shavuya, a girl that was captured by the Goyim, we're afraid to live with her, Elulid is cool, the Chura, Benkach, Benkach, lost the enemy, Burley. It should be just the opposite. Both ways, you can't marry her, because you should be afraid that the Goyim live with her. For Rabbonin, Rabbonin answered back, no. Ha-poydis, a Shavuya, if you pay the money to free the girl, Omeyed bo, and you yourself say, Edith, like you yourself know, that she did not live with the Goyim, Yisienu. We let you get married to her, even though you're a Kohen. Why? There's a svara loishad yinish zuze bichdi. A person doesn't throw away his money for nothing. So Mela, when you're paying the money now, it's like you know 100% she didn't live with the Goyim. Therefore we trust you. Mashenkein meyed bo kedi. Stam, you come and say, Edith, that you think or you say you know. That what? That you're saying, you're not paying money, you're just coming and telling us that she did not live with the Goyim, we don't believe you. You know why? Lo yisienu, we say you can't marry her, because we're afraid, Shema ein of Nosembo. Maybe you looked at her and you liked her. And you know that the halacha is, since she was captured by the Goyim, she has a din bula on her, that the Goyim live with her, and she's also to you. So you know that Bezin is not going to let you marry her. So you know what you're going to do? You'll lie, and you go to Bezin and say, I know the Goyim didn't live with her. That's what we're afraid about. So therefore, if you say, Edis, that you know she didn't live with the Goyim, and you want to marry her, we don't let you marry her, because we're afraid you're a liar. And the only reason why you're saying is because you like her. But in the case where you pay the money, you pay the ransom, then we say we're not afraid. A person won't do it. Even though you like her, but you know you're a kohen, you're not allowed to marry her, so we're not afraid you go and throw away your money for nothing. Therefore, there we believe you. Now the Gemara says, Romilei Rapapa Bashmul Rab Yosef. Rapapa asked the kasha to Rab Yosef. The Sova Rab Yehuda. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds the girl that was captured by the Goyim? We say the Goyim didn't live with her. And she's like a still Kedusha. She's like a Psula still. But Tanya, we're not like that. That a Giyarish is Garav Rosadam, Rabbi Yehuda, 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 Rabb